God rest ye merry gentlemen, let
Santa Claus
lane.
Christmas is politics set up in your
Christmas Day
to your
save us
all
temptations. But Merry Christmas, Australia!
Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Fuck!
I just had a thought. I want to see, because the experiment last week was to...
Oh, yeah.
...name the podcast a porny name. I'll tell you right now, I know the video podcast blew up in views. Not blew up, but like...
Blew up. We're at tens of views now.
Well, for instance, the video ones don't get that many views. Like the 20 greatest films of all time, which was the last one we did all of us together, was 145 views on YouTube. Male moaning, edging, and whimpering ASMR is 460 views. So it's like three times more views.
We'll do it.
How's your evening?
Yeah, it was good. I had a Parmesan. It was pretty good. I was fucking hankering for one. And so I made it happen.
Mm.
I used the power of The Secret. I don't know if you've read that book.
Got to manifest these things.
I did. That's exactly what I did. So you were aware of the literature then.
I'm a secreter.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
I mean, if anybody asks, I don't know.
So what I did was, have you seen that the secret. IT crowd, their thing of The Secret? It's Matt Berry with his ridiculous voice.
What?
He's the head of the company.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
And he goes, he's done the thing and he got the secret. And he's like, it really works. I wanted a helicopter, so I wrote it down on a piece of paper, threw it over my shoulder, and the next day I bought a helicopter.
That's a really, really good impression.
That really
Especially in that show.
He's like,
I wonder if it's loaded.
Yeah.
Click, 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 click.
He is so that way.
Have you seen Toast of London?
Steve was a big fan of that when it came out. He watched through it all. It's just one of those ones like I had no reason to not watch it. I didn't end up doing it.
I only watched it for the reoccurring voice recording.
Re-fucking-purchase, isn't that one?
Re-purchase, right, yeah.
Gotcha.
It's like a reoccurring thing in every episode where he's in a booth doing voice recording and it's always some weird shit. But the actual plot and everything, I was like, meh.
Take it or leave it.
But when it got to re-purchase, I was like, here we go. Mind the gap. Very good. It's Christmas, everybody.
It's Christmas time.
There's
no need to be afraid. At Christmas time.
All right, let's just go. Let's go for it. Here we go.
Ooh, GMAT. Yay.
Hello and welcome to episode 127. And a Merry Christmas to all of you.
127?
227. That's your gift. We're going back in
Matt,
time.
Matt, it's 4 years ago. I've traveled back in time. It's 4 years ago.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Today's episode of the GMAT Podcast is brought to you by our merch. What a great Christmas present that would be. It's a little late, but maybe a New Year's present or a January present when you celebrate January. Teespring.com/stores. I didn't hear what you said. /TheRealGMAT. To get yourself some merch. That intro is brought to you by me. Bring your intros in for 2023. No, it's some lady. I don't know her name.
Some lady.
I'm
just
not sure.
Some woman.
I don't know who it is.
If it was a man, you know who he was.
You realize that this is timed. That I have like 40 seconds to get this all in.
Cut the music.
To this bit of the thing.
You can keep, you're not stopping you. You can keep going.
There's no banter. There's no time for banter.
Oh, there's time for banter. There's always time for banter. You know what sucks?
Oh, send it to contact the Regiment TV and support the show at patreon.com/.
On a t-shirt. No one's wearing it today, but you can get it on that thing that's behind my head.
You can. patreon.com/thegmatpodcast to support the show. There's extra stuff.
Contact at the real GMAT. You know what is very shit? And I'm fucking sick of it. Racism. No.
No, that can stay.
No,
just joking. We can have more of that.
That style of singing.
Yeah.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Christmas.
You hate it.
Have you seen the memes?
What memes? I've seen some memes.
About that little clip of pronunciation of Quizmoise.
Quizmoise.
So now everybody calls it Quizmoise. Yeah.
That's the one. She says Quizmoise.
Who is that? Is that Billie Eilish?
Sure. I said, I have no idea. I said, just some girl.
I wasn't looking at you when I asked. I was looking at Rebecca. No, you already said you didn't know.
But
I know you
went,
don't know.
You had a go at me before about it.
I asked you before. You said, I don't know. It's some lady. And I looked at Rebecca, said, do you know who this lady is? I want to know who the lady
this
is.
This is not very Christmas.
I'm looking
spirit.
Up Quizmoise lady.
Quizmoise.
It's Camila Cabello. She's one of those pop stars that I hear so much
Princess
about.
Princess Camilla.
I've literally never heard that
Prince
name
Charles' wife.
Once in my life. I've heard Dua Lipa. That's pretty much it.
Do I ever?
Apparently she's being a good sport about it.
Oh.
But you're right. I don't understand.
It's so fucking affected. No one talks like that. Well, when we first recorded the single, we were very happy with the mix. But I thought that the singer needs to be louder.
I love Kraft Sangles.
Kraft Sangles. Kraft.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the stage, Kraft Singles.
So, Merry Christmas, everybody. If you're listening to this episode, it's come out on Christmas.
Happy holidays.
If you are listening to this on Christmas, that's adorable. But also, go do some Christmas stuff and come back to it later.
This is technically a Christmas thing.
This is okay. Yeah, hang out. Maybe this is the start of your Christmas day. If you're watching on YouTube, let us know in the comments if you are watching this on Christmas because that'd be cute.
Thought like you were going to get some
well, I ran out of time this morning, so all I did was I found this tree in the cupboard and I chucked some baubles on it, and I think it really puts us in a Christmas mood. It's difficult because we're recording this a week before and the
Shh,
Christmas
get
spirit.
The fuck up, what are you fucking you're running the
pulse.
How does he get all those houses in it one night? Shut up, Matt. This is Christmas.
Sorry. Yes, Quizmoise.
What have you done? You know?
I did the tree, I just told you.
Another year older.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The war. Something about the war.
What are you up to today, Ben? On Quizmoise?
I'm here. I'm just being fucking festive.
No, but let's imagine this is Quizmoise.
Yeah. Well, I'm here because we're doing this right now.
Okay, so after the podcast, what are you getting up to today?
Just family food.
Yum.
Croissant.
Croissant? Really? Why croissant?
Because we do a little breakfast type thing. And there's a smorgasbord, a veritable smorgasbord of foods. And I always end up having a ham and cheese croissant because you know why? I can.
I miss just eating. I used to, like, on Christmas, when I lived in Shep, I didn't have to go anywhere, so it would just be a fucking feast.
But just wake up and eat.
Yeah, but this is like I have to be down there and then I have to drive back up here and I don't want to eat too much because I don't want to get the shits while I'm driving, you know?
Why don't you just stay away from the dairies?
I mean, that's Quizmoise. But Quizmoise is dairies.
No.
You don't have the nog?
No, I don't. Not really. We're never nogged.
So we would do a big brekkie, like bacon and eggies and pancakeies and all that coffee. Get it all down, yeah?
Coffees.
And then, yeah, big roast in the middle of the day.
Yeah, the roast.
Big Christmas noon shit. And on to lunch.
Yeah, open some frezzies. Are you hoping to get anything this year, Ben?
Yeah.
What do you get? What's on your list?
Might get a couple of shirts, something.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Maybe a sock or two?
Well, we'll see. I've asked for underwear as well. So.
Oh!
Do currently, I'm working out whether I'm going to do a little gift to myself situation. I got myself in a predicament. I don't know whether it's
podcast
worthy.
Don't you do that all year, every year?
Yeah. Every time I go, he has to something new that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
What is it this time?
I shouldn't talk shit with the Xbox in the next room that still hasn't been open.
So a friend was like, go and see this custom shop, Fender Stratocaster, for me. I can't get to it.
I know. I could have guessed. Honestly, if you'd asked me to guess, I would have said,
I know.
Guitar gym.
It's always a friend. Always this mysterious guitar friend. I'm holding it for a friend. I'm selling it for a friend.
He goes to a different school, Rebecca. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Ben's just hired at like an abandoned warehouse and he goes in and he's got like cardboard cutouts of people and he goes, hi Jim, and he does the voice himself. Mm-hmm. Hi Ben, how are you?
It's like the Home Alone party. I got like a blow up guy on a train track that goes around the warehouse.
Yep.
Quizmoise. And he's like, he's asking $4,800.
That's a big Christmas present.
But it's get him down to $4,000 and then you go and get it, I'll buy it. I was like, well, how are you going to pay for it? You can't instantly transfer the 4,000. He's like, you buy it and I'll fix you up. I'm like, oh yeah, no stress. I'll buy it and you fix me up. Too easy. We'll just do that. I'll get the money I've got sitting in the center console of my car. I'll just use that. The stuff I was going to use on a car wash, I'll buy a 4,000 gold guitar with.
Yeah.
So go down there looking. I'm like, it's a pretty good guitar. This is a very nice guitar. This might be the nicest Stratocaster I've ever seen. I think I'm in love with the Stratocaster.
Mm-hmm.
I played it and I took it home and then I was like, I got it. It's good. He's like, yeah, sweet. I'm just going to sand down the neck and then probably repaint it Sonic Blue. I'm like, don't worry. It's a custom shop. They've done all the painting. They've got it all nice and crackly. It looks old and it looks expensive. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking touch it. He's like, I'm probably going to touch it. I might just part it out. I'm like, I'm fucking swear to God. So now it's really not a gift to me. It's a gift to the guitar itself because I may save it, but I don't know. But that's just so much money.
Okay, I see what you're...
And... Yeah, and so then the end of that is, can I please borrow some money, everyone?
Are you trying
guys to donate to the Patreon? /GMAT/Patreon.
So Ben can have his 13th guitar, please, and thank you.
I don't think we're in double digits yet.
Can't be far off.
7, 8.
Not have, but overall? 9. Like, how many have you had across your life?
Oh, yeah, heaps, but, you know, you move them along. The ones that you don't really fall in love with. If I don't play them enough, I'm like, look.
I've had 4 in my entire life.
Yeah, but you're a saxophone player.
I've had one
and a drummer
saxophone.
Now.
I've had one drum. Actually, I've had 2.
I've had one drum.
I've had just the one drum.
I wish you had one drum.
Walking around the house with one drum strapped to him.
It's crazy how much the drumming is sticked. I think I drum every single day.
There's something about it. There's something about it that's just, you could just sit down and just go and it's...
Doing drills and shit like that.
You just go into a zone.
Oh, I go into a zone.
It's primal.
Good stress relief.
Yeah.
That's not for the neighbours.
Every fucking day.
Well, actually, I think sometimes I'll come home and I'll be walking up the porch and you'll be playing and I'm like, this is actually quite muffled.
So
yeah, I think I've used the actual sticks once.
Oh, okay.
I always play with it. I did that the other day when it was
on
like
the twigs.
Yeah. It was the middle of the day on like a Saturday. I was like, you know what? This seems like a fine time to be playing drums. And I took out the sticks and I was like, holy fuck, this is loud.
Yeah.
It's such
like a real drunk kid.
Yeah. It's actually annoyed me because it made me realize how much of the pieces are out of tune.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
sound good when they're being hit properly, especially the snare. The snare has a lot of pop with the brushes. Who fucking cares? Why am I talking about this? I've just ruined like 13 people's Christmases.
No. People love hearing about drumming, your adventures in drumming, GMAT's adventures in drumming.
So that's what's going on. What are you getting for? What do you want for Christmas, Becky?
World peace.
Oh, fuck off.
And a six-pack of Monster.
Six-pack of Monster.
I don't think they make them in six-packs, unfortunately. Well, what a world that would be.
What a world
that
would
be. I'd be unstoppable.
We made a deal not to get each other Christmas presents, and then you bought those Ellie pendants.
All right, you're not meant to know what it is.
And now
I have no self-control.
But that's a present for the dog. It's got nothing to do with you. You're not
no,
involved.
But we wear them. What are they?
They're key, like rings key rings for our keys with a picture of her on it.
Oh, yeah.
So that we keep her with us always.
I wish I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Keeping her with me on Christmas.
You'll still be able to remember her when she goes back to the pound.
Thank God.
Any day now.
Any day now. She's been all right. I've been taking her to the dog park to meet other dogs. I let her off the lead the other day where I nearly fucking shit my pants. I was just like, putting all my trust in you right now. Off. Nah, she just goes around and sniffs, but she doesn't listen. She doesn't like. She really needs to want to listen to you. And I'm like, Ellie, come, Ellie, come. And she's just off. But if I have to get her, I can get her. But I'm just worried about her charging at some dog and freaking the owner out.
Yeah,
but she's good. She's hanging
across the street or something.
She meets lots of doggies. Has a great.
You say if you need to get her, you can.
Like, she doesn't run. She just sort of trots. And if
she does her own thing.
I could run over to her and get... She wouldn't run away from me.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And it's a big fenced-in dog park, so she's not going to go running out onto a road or anything.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
It's a good way to practice. Great stuff.
It's been fun. I got into a fight, which has been a while. I was telling Beck about it yesterday. Yeah, an argument on the road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was nice. It was really, really nice. Because I just, you know, when you let your inhibitions go and you just sort of stop. The problem is, like, it's hard to tell the story because I said,
I'd like. Pick a different word.
I'd like to apologize.
To which group?
I said the word retard
yeah,
like
okay.
4 or 5 times. And I'm sorry about that. It came out of me. It was a heated exchange. So for this story, I'm just going to change it to Pop-Tart.
Right.
but I said it was like roads going two different ways, but there's a like a partition in the middle, so you can't cross over. But then every now and again, there's a little gap where you can come through. But there was an ambo coming the opposite way, and they were stuck in traffic, and their lights were going woo-woo-woo-woo, and they were stuck. So they wanted to come through that gap onto our side and drive against traffic our way to get to where they wanted to go. And I was in their way, so I stopped. I slowed down really, really slow to get to a full stop so that they could come out and cut in front of me and do that as you would. You're like, I'm just going to stop and let you do your thing. And I saw this guy behind me in a big work van coming up, and he was not looking and he wasn't slowing down. And I was like, oh, fuck. And it was so bad, I braced myself for like a proper impact. And he went, and did that thing where you saw he's like, it made a skid noise to go around me. And it was like a last minute, oh, fuck. And he tooted me as he went past. And I was fuming. From the toot. Mm. The toot really got me.
Toot fuming.
So then the ambo went, and that was fine. They went, and everyone else stopped and let the ambo go through, and they had to cut across like the highway.
Yeah, but I feel like what you're not factoring in is he's more important than you.
No, that's true.
He has somewhere he needs to be, whereas no one else on the road does.
He had an iced coffee he needed to go pick up.
There you go. Yeah, got to get that ice break out the fridge.
I know that he wasn't watching.
No, 100%. It's just the adrenaline. He's like, fuck you. I'm not doing exactly what I want to do.
And he obviously didn't see the ambulance or hear it. But the second I heard it, do you do that when you're driving? You hear an ambulance and you go, okay, where is it?
Yeah.
You look around to make sure you're not in the way, see what's up. And you go, okay, it's all the way over there. That's not my problem.
You know what they should do? They should have like laser pointers or something where it's like a beam. Like a Pink Floyd concert. So you know where it is all the time because it's just like, where's all the light emanating from? They're like, instead of like just the flashing lights, you're just like, I can see something somewhere. It's like a...
So if you're like driving and like you look way off in the distance, like you can just see...
You see like a bat signal, like a beam.
The other side of Melbourne, just this light going like that. Yeah. Like, oh, there's an ambulance in Brunswick. Yeah.
Oh, I hope everyone's okay.
Oh, Jesus. It'd be really sobering when you look like over the... just over Melbourne and just see just them everywhere. I'm like, oh, there's a lot of people dying right now.
Mm.
Anyway, so I get up to him and I was fuming and both our windows were down. I was like, you fucking pop-tart or whatever I said.
Yeah.
And he was screaming at me. He was like, if you don't know how to fucking drive, get off the road. Don't stop in the middle of the road. I'm like, there was a fucking ambulance there. You goddamn pop-tart. I just kept saying it.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Look, it's not ideal.
No.
It's not ideal. And then he said something like, oh yeah, don't, they could take care of themselves. You don't have to fucking baby them. And then I drove.
Great take.
And
I drove. Fucking popped up. Yeah. What the fuck's he talking about?
And I drove and I said, suck my cum. But it was like, I didn't know what I was going to say. It was one of those arguments where shit was.
Piss kidney?
Shit was falling out of my mouth. I was like, oh fuck, yeah, go suck my cum. As I drove away.
Keep driving, you jizz cock.
It was nice. It was.
Yeah, okay.
It was a good one.
I had one last night. I was driving through Brunswick and some chick on a fucking stupid bicycle. Like, clearly, it's one of those dumb ornamental ones with the basket on the front, like the curly handlebars.
Yeah.
So you are not a person who rides. You're just a fucking poser. And she's on the left side.
Poser.
And popped up. You prefer that?
Yeah.
And I'm just driving along and there's a railway line and she goes, she just does the arm out thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm probably... I don't know, 2 meters behind her. I'm in a car, so I'm going faster because that's how cars work.
Mm.
They're better. And she just puts her arm there and then rides straight across in front of me, doesn't look over her shoulder at all. And then I go, I wasn't even an aggressive beep, I just go, beep, as I'm going past. And she goes, like, what are you talking about? Me? I don't need to look. I put my arm out a little bit. What the fuck? So it's just my job to not kill you because you don't want to observe the road rules.
Yeah.
Eat shit, you... piss kidney.
Did you say anything? Or was that them?
And my windows were off. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. She'll get run over at some point. It won't be my problem.
True.
Make
her handlebars extra curly.
There you go.
And they're wrapped under my wheel.
Arms curly than her handlebars.
That's not a threat.
It's a promise. Should have given him the dipshit. Dipshit.
Yeah. No, I'm never that clever in the moment. I always say shit like Pop-Tart and suck my cum.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wish I had more in me.
Cum.
I think it was the same thing when we ran into that lady at the park with the dog where it was like, I just wish every now and again I would just go, oh, remember you want to enjoy this, so just take a breath.
Mm. Which lady? Oh, the cooker.
The cooker, yeah. And then say some stuff.
Yeah. God, I had so much regret about not tearing that lady a new one.
Which one was this one?
This is like, she didn't actually like overtly do anything wrong. She was just a twat.
We were in the park and this woman comes up to us with a bunch of pamphlets and she's like,
oh,
hello. And she opened with, I'm a grandmother. And then I didn't really hear anything.
A grandmother
else
and a mother.
All the blood in
and
your ears.
I have a lot of concern about whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. But I'm just so, my instinct is always to be nice and polite, even if it's not what I actually want to do. So in the moment, I just went, no, thank you, and kept walking.
But you didn't even get out like, you know, this pamphlet's bullshit and your research is terrible internet waffle and you're completely pop-tarted.
No, because it all shuts down.
That's what we need to do. We need to take a breath and go, oh, let's enjoy this. Let's enjoy this. And I wanted to enjoy it. I would have just sat there and been like, watch the conversation happen. But
I just don't have enough faith in my improv skills.
Plus, they
even
were there.
If you had every available faculty that you have as a person in your most calm and centered moments. You can't argue with those people. You're never going to persuade.
I know it would be fruitless. But
plus, they were there because it was a bikie meetup. So it was like 30 bikies having a barbecue, and they were there as well.
Hell's
with
Angels.
The bikies. I don't think it was Hell's Angels. I think it was more of a gentle bikie club. They were all wearing black and leather and shit, and they just happened to be there with them doing this, and they're right off to the next thing and do it. But
I think they just took the they probably had some pamphlets in the boot of their car and like, oh, let's just assault these fucking members of the public as they walk past us.
Mm. Yeah, it was fun. I like that intro. It's like, Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm a grandmother and a mother. I'm like, okay.
And what does that give you credentials for? Changing a nappy. Okay.
Fighting over toilet paper.
What's your degree in, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need a degree. I've done the hardest job in the world.
I'm from the school of hard knocks.
Be a subpar mother.
Subpar mother. Quiz moist.
Oh, shit.
What are you doing today, Beck? On quiz moist.
Well, I'll be recovering from the carols.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I am recovering currently from the carols, and they were great, I assume.
God, imagine if like someone dies on stage and they're watching this and you're like, it was great.
There is a danger to pre-recording things.
But Rob Mills broke his ankle.
That was great. Great carols.
Merry Christmas.
You know what was? You know what was crazy? What Anthony Kalia was wearing was insane. I thought his outfit was crazy.
He really goes for it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Unashamed. I love it.
I think, and I bet his microphone was so bejazzled.
Bejazzled. Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be fun.
And today, probably just a quiet one. Just barbecue or something. We don't really do the roast situation. Mm. Haven't done that in many, many years. We've all just given up. So that's kind of the spirit of it.
You get together and eat something, though.
Yeah.
Pussy! Sorry, I wanted to bring some
Chinese
life.
Food this year, probably.
Yummo! We went to Benno's wedding on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, tell us about
so
it. Just quickly
excited.
Before we get to that. You guys coming over Christmas night?
Yeah, why not? Oh, well,
tentative, yes.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. All right.
See how traumatizing the day was.
An official.
Sure, it is a big day. It is a big day. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just an unwind.
Yeah. I'd love an unwind.
A little Christmas decompress.
Because we're going to unwind either way. But we can unwind from the unwind.
Decompressmas.
Later on. Yes. Would I'd like to. I'd like to.
Okay. Anyway, Benno's wedding.
We went. It was
the night before Christmas.
It was beautiful.
Stunning.
Yeah. I don't want to dox too much, you know, location, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
Because it's his wedding and, you know, he's not here.
To defend himself.
But it was great. I had a really good time. Did you have a good time, Beck?
And that's what it's all about in the end, isn't it? You having a good time.
I did. I mean, I'm always on the back foot because they're not really my friend. Well, they're my friends now, the two of them, but it was a place full of strangers and I'm quite introverted. But I think by the end of the night, it was good. It was good fun and it was a good vibe. It felt a little bit like a community fete sort of thing because it was out in a big backyard and there were lots of fairy lights and there were little games people were playing and big ass bonfire, which I got a radiant burn from. I didn't realize that was even possible. I guess that makes sense. I sat too close to it. Now my chest is all red.
Well, that makes sense because if you think about it, the sun really is just one big bonfire.
When you think
about it.
If you really think about it. Tell Benno I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but I wasn't invited.
That's fine. You can tell him yourself. He's probably listening.
No.
No? Okay. Yeah. I cried. Yeah. The ceremony. It was weird. It was a weird one. I didn't think I would. And then I don't know.
You're all grown up now.
Yeah, that was sort of it.
Yeah.
It was something about
sunrise, sunset.
Being there, and I was like, he said something in his speech about, I don't know, something that reminded me of him being a kid, and I was like, oh man. Mm. Oh god, we grew up together.
Passage of time.
Where I was at. Oh my god. It was beautiful.
And they're so in love.
They're just so open
about all the ways that they love each other, and it was just really nice. Really beautiful. And someone who doesn't really think they're any good at improv or doesn't like improv, you fucking smashed the speech. You smashed it. Possibly too much power.
I possibly went a little too long as well. Everyone else's speeches were so short after mine.
Yeah, but it's supposed to take up a chunk
of
the
night. You were the keynote, I reckon.
The keynote. You were. Yeah.
And you were like, you're about 6 minutes. I filmed it.
So. That's fine.
Yeah. It was fun.
And do you want to?
No, I want you to compliment me.
Do you want me to? Well, you were.
That's right. My speech was very good.
You were commanding. You were like, you looked like Jesus in the middle of the Last Supper. You were doing like this kind of business. Like your shoulders were open. You were like, you were at home. And afterwards, can we talk about afterwards?
Yeah, depends what it is.
Just all the people coming up to you.
Oh, yeah.
And as they were getting progressively drunker over the night, it was like, so hang on a minute. Just so I got this right. You didn't have cue cards or...
Michael Caine was there?
You never...
Yeah, what kind of?
You never a script or... That was... What? Did you memorize that beforehand?
That speech was right off the top of your bloody head.
What's the fuck? You got to just give your answers.
So
what? Would you write that down?
No.
What do you mean?
I just spoke, just did it.
Nah, bullshit. Like, so you wrote it down?
No.
You write on your hand or something?
No, I had like things in my brain, like some dot points.
What the fuck? I can't talk in front of anybody, mate. That's fucked. What the fuck? How do you fucking do that? Can you come be the best man at my wedding and give me a speech?
Yeah, I'll start a business. I'll do it. Yeah.
It was basically that.
I was so uncomfortable.
You'd be a good celebrant. You should be a celebrant.
You would actually.
You know, there was a point in time where I looked into it.
What happened?
I don't know. I got this job.
We need to get back onto that. Be a nice little side hustle for you.
Those were the two like not proper, but like outside of like when I was doing acting and then this and like working part time at the Reject Shop, there were two like careers I went, I could give that a go, and like just did the research, see how hard it would be. And one was real estate and the other one was the celebrate.
I have seen people do like lonely people with no friends do hire people to be their best man or their best woman. What's the other one?
Surely not.
Bride of honor. Yes, they do. Maid of honor. Yep, they do.
Really?
Not everybody has best friends like that. So why would you outsource?
God, it'd be so much worse to hire one. I just wouldn't do it.
Well, yeah.
It's so crazy.
But that's a job.
I'm sorry
that people
if anyone's listening to this that's ever hired a best man. That's just weird to me.
But you could do that. You could do that job.
Jack the Bucks party. I didn't even joke the Bucks party.
No?
No. I wasn't the best man. It was like a collection.
Yeah, it wasn't best that man. Formal, really. No. It was non-traditional.
Yeah. It was
You just had the first and biggest speech, so whatever that means.
It just changed my perspective on like backyard. Before I went to the wedding, and I wasn't thinking that their wedding was going to be tacky, but I thought backyard, like Beck had mentioned it once before about having a backyard wedding, and I was like,
not in our backyard.
No, but I always think they sound tacky. And then this wedding really changed my perspective on them completely because it wasn't tacky. It was fucking beautiful.
It was beautiful.
I loved it.
Mm.
And it was nice. Yeah. But they were so, it wasn't a marriage, it was like a ceremony. And so they're not bounded by law.
I don't know. Did the documents that they went and signed?
No, I asked him afterwards. They're not bounded by law.
Okay.
Not bound by law. They're just, but they'll still, you know, say husband and wife.
So what are they?
Stuff.
What are they on paper, like de facto or something?
I don't know. I don't know that much. All I know is, not bound by law.
Well, congratulations to them anyway.
Oh, it was fucking great. Mm. It was the best. Loved it. Had a great time.
You wedding clucky still?
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. It was really fun. We spent a lot of time with my ex-girlfriend.
Nice.
You know, and Beck fucking nailed that.
Okay.
You know when you're around an ex-partner and you're like, oh, this could go one or two ways. No. It went really, really well.
What, cat fighting in a fountain or something?
Yeah.
Or a bad way.
Yeah. And an old friend of mine from school we spent a lot of time with, and that was really nice.
He was great.
Yeah.
He's a celebrant.
He is a celebrant.
Mm. Yeah. There you go.
He's got a Star Wars themed wedding coming up. God. Love to see that.
Mm. He's got one in January, two in February, and one in May. I know that because he said it about 40 times.
Yeah. So, thinking what? You guys going to do a not bound by law ceremony at some point?
Well, I don't know about the bound by law bit, but it's going to be fucking weird. It's going to be a weird wedding, like hand fasting and doing it in a cave and all that sort of shit.
Well, these are all just things that have been floated. Then nothing set in stone. I don't know about the cave.
The fuck's hand fasting?
You explain it because I don't really know. Or should I explain what I think it is?
You know, yeah, let's do that. That's
a
good idea.
So I think we like, it's like instead of a ring, maybe, instead of the ring bit.
Or ours would be as well as.
As well as a ring bit. You like put your hand arms together like that and then everybody who wants to comes and ties a,
oh yeah, I've seen a that
ribbon around your arm.
The string on.
Some shit like that. You know what?
Gives you a nice well wish or something for your future.
I don't want to... I'm sure Ben wouldn't mind, but I feel weird about saying too much about the wedding. But one thing that they did do, which I thought was kind of cute, was the rings started at the back of the room, and then you pass the ring from person to person to person, and everyone just yelled out like a word or two of like well wishes.
Once upon a time. Once upon a time I. Once upon a time I went. Once upon a time I went too.
No, it was just like love, commitment, blah, blah, blah. And then someone would say something funny. And then someone,
yeah,
you know. Yeah. And then you got to, I was like, be naked as much as possible. Uh-huh. Or something. And that you didn't have to. You could pass it along if you didn't know them very well. But you know, it was good. And it went a lot quicker than I thought it would. I thought it was gonna be like 40 minutes to get through everybody.
Yeah, except the only note I had was that people were shouting at the same time, notes. So you didn't hear all of them.
That's true, yeah.
But you don't have lovely. The spirit ring, you can't speak.
Well, because there were two going at once. So two
they've never been the same thing?
No. So I think the bride's ring went on her side and the male.
Right. You
know, the male.
The male. The male.
The bride and the male.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, Ben, there was one point when...
you've got groom.
Someone came over to me and Ben were standing there and she looked at us both. No, Ben, I.
Yeah.
Looked at us both and said, need the groomsmen. The groomsmen, come here. And I was like, is she talking about me? And he was like, you said, I'm the groomsman. And they're like, they laughed at me. And I was like, hold on. You're the groom.
Yeah.
Not that he had groomsmen, but for the people that went to the Bucks
party. The rest of the bridal party who aren't those two. Yeah.
No, he's the bridegroom, right?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. And like, he laughed at me and someone else laughed at me. And I was like,
No, you're right.
I was confused because I was like, we're not groomsmen. But she was like looking at us and it was for photos and that.
Yeah.
So I thought she was saying, come. But she was talking about Ben.
She was wrong.
And she was just dumb and wrong.
That's the wrong word.
But she was fucking annoying all day. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
was that one? Yeah, okay. Great. Yeah, clocked her. It was great because these were all your old school friends and stuff. So you're she's a slut and he
I didn't say any of that. I didn't know
whether
that.
It's true or not. I couldn't comment.
That girl,
I didn't say it though.
That girl I didn't go to school with. In fact, a lot of the people.
Yeah, but you knew all who they were.
When I was catching up on some stories that I knew, a lot of those people I didn't actually. Well, I mean, one of them I went to school with, but it was about her and some other like things that happened. That's what I was catching up on.
I didn't care
if
you made it up. That made the night more fun for me.
It was fun. I was like, so she's dating her and then he was blah, blah, blah. And then she was, no. And you know.
Who was that guy?
And I was like, that was the guy I was telling you about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
It was.
So thank you, Benno, for inviting us to your
wedding.
Thank
you, Ben and Moira.
Oh, you know what else happened? My mum messages me like the day before because she works with my ex-girlfriend. And so my ex-girlfriend had gone to her at some point and been like, oh, I'm going to see Matt on the weekend at blah, 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 blah. And a couple of days before that, mum had messaged me to say, oh, you going to Benno's wedding? And I said, no, I wasn't invited. Obviously joking. He's one of my closest friends in the world. She knew I was at his Bucks party. I said, no, I wasn't invited. And she didn't say anything after that. So I forgot about it, just like the sending Aiden to the wrong place. Yeah. Like I said, I made the joke and I waited and when she'd reply, she'd be like, oh my God, really? I'd be like, nah, I'm messing with you. But I made the reply, put my phone down, kept working it and just forgot about it.
You don't tie up your loose ends, man.
No. Well, I mean, I expected my mother to maybe inquire when I said I wasn't invited to one of my best friend's weddings, but she said, no, it was awkward, so I just didn't say anything. And I was like, we're not friends, mum. You're my mum. You should have said something, you fucking idiot. And so she's... then had my ex-girlfriend come up and say I'm going to the wedding and then she got really uncomfortable and had to like make some shit up and then I called her, I sent her a video of the speech that I did and some photos of the wedding And she was like, I thought you weren't invited. And I was like, what? She goes, you put me in a very uncomfortable position. Oh, I had God. To, I didn't, I thought you were blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, you fucking Pop-Tart. This is what I told you. Blah, blah.
You're like, a social terrorist.
I was like, clearly
are.
I was joking. And
dropping
then
bombs.
For like, she's like, for the last like 4 days, me and Rob every night have been like, I wonder what happened. They must have had a fight or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, did you think at any point maybe to call your son and inquire? Because it's awkward.
It's awkward.
I didn't want to.
Who does she think you are? What is her picture of you in her mind? Because I feel like her idea of her son and my idea of my friend are two very different people.
When she found out about my job, I think she just stopped inquiring into my life. Because
I'll never understand that boy.
Never understand what's going on ever.
Kind of.
So I'll go, oh.
He makes a TV show. His friendships are very rocky. I don't know. He does his own thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Quizmoys when I'm with my family and having to explain to my grandparents and everybody.
Again.
Like, how's work going? I've just got to be like, good.
I've switched from Channel 10 to Channel 9. That's mm-hmm. just the easiest way to think about it.
Yeah. I've moved from the project to MasterChef.
Yeah. I think that's the only way. You're just going to have to use... It's not like this, but just think of it this way.
That's what I try to do. I think I did that with your parents once, and that was the closest we got to an aha moment.
Well, the thing is, you really made it clear to them, and they got it. And then, I don't know, they
forgot the
they
next
kept
time.
Drinking, and then all that memory, all that information went out of their heads. It's like a sieve of
it was
alcohol.
Such a good TED talk. I was like, had the whiteboard. I'm like, okay, so this is the internet. This is how it works. www.
You know computers, right? All right. So on the okay, hang on. So TV, like Channel 9, Channel 7. There's on the internet. You can make your own Channel 7. You know 7 Mate. Not 7 Mate, but he's on TV. He does it on TV.
I don't know how to use the set-top box.
Yeah, fucking set-top. Remember set-top boxes?
I do. They have it. That's what they use. They have
still.
A yeah,
my
yeah.
dad's
they
got were like, one.
Yeah. By the time I got one, they were out. They just were like in the timeline of TV. So fucking quick were they gone.
Mm-hmm. Remember DVR players?
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
Set-top boxes must have been like a giant thing just to justify its existence and then like a microchip about that big mm-hmm. because by the time you could buy one, they were in TVs and the TVs were no bigger.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why they still use a set-top box because they have a smart TV. They just don't know how to use it.
Yeah, it's, so they're going a set-top box into a set-top box really.
Yeah, yeah. My mom is kind of like, she's kind of like a beach. Like the first 50 years of her life was forming the beach and then throw in the ocean. So the beach is there, but every day the tide comes up and washes away everything that was there the day before. And she's still got the beach. She's still formed as a person and has all these memories from the last 50 years. But every day, just the water comes up. Imagine also that the water is Sauvignon Blanc. It comes up and washes away the
I don't think
day.
I've ever heard an analogy that made less sense.
That's a pretty good analogy, I thought. Sauvignon Blanc is the tide for my mother.
Bones are their money. Yeah, but the sand the sand is what, her knowledge?
Just, yeah, well, like, I don't know.
But why did we put the sand there first and then the salve comes along and washes it, but then it comes back?
I don't know, man. This is what I did. This is what happened, all right? Okay. The bones are their money and so are the worms.
Up but not out.
what were we talking about just before that?
Yeah, your mum's brain is made of sand.
Love and marriage?
No, right before, in between love and marriage and my mum's brain is made of sand, you said something about some shit.
Set-top boxes?
Set-top boxes. The DVR player used to record, remember that? And then you'd get on and mum would be like, who recorded over my days?
My days? Yeah. She called them her days?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
She still watches every day.
Days of Our Lives. Days not of Our Lives. Like, I thought she meant like her days of like my days of television that I banked
no,
up.
Oh, no, sorry.
My stories,
yeah, yeah. But
like
she calls
sand
she, if it's neighbors or home,
she just calls them all days.
Or they're all days.
That's
you know, it's
great.
Like Band Aid or something.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, but she watches Days of Our Lives still.
I'm kind of grateful that nobody in my family ever watched pretty much any kind of Australian TV. It was pretty much banned in my house because it was all garbage.
Mm. I don't think Days of Our Lives is Australian.
Yeah. Australian, sorry, slash all of that corny shit.
Yeah.
All of that daytime television stuff was all
soapy
just
drama.
Together. Yeah.
Days of Our Lives is very soapy and it hasn't changed. It's still.
Are you always, you know, you're homesick and you get like you know, Dr. Phil and Oprah, and you're like, I'm still in the thick of it now. But then days would come on, you'd be like, oh, fuck, school's nearly over. Now the kids are going to be home soon. I'm going to have to be done with the PlayStation and everything. Can't go on the trampoline because I faked a sickie today, and they'll know I'm not sick if I'm out on the trampoline.
Fuck.
And then you get to Ready, Steady, Cook. You're like, fucking capsicum, tomato. Mm-hmm. They'll be home any second. That was grim. Mm-hmm. And Peter Everett.
My mum, like, records them, has them set to record every day, and then like on the weekend when she's doing like chores, or she'll sit in front and do ironing and watch it, and she'll blast them all, but she like half pays attention.
Your mum is such a fucking mum.
So she like knows.
I was like hyper mum, like ironing and watching days.
She like knows the like plot roughly, and she goes, oh well, she's my mum, like she follows it in that way.
There's no room for your life or your job because it's all just full of
days.
I feel like with those shows you don't need the dialogue to dialogue things. That's all just set up for the big reveals of like, but she's her kid.
And it carries on over episodes and episodes. It's like Dragon Ball Z. You know,
they're always just standing in front of mantelpieces though.
Mm-hmm. They are. It's so, it must cost like $4,000 to produce an episode.
It's Vaseline on the lens.
Yeah, yeah. It's when one I was set, everything's candlelit and shimmery.
When I was watching the last one, I saw a boom. Like a boom into the, like it's so.
They fucking crank them out. It's like low. They must do three episodes a day.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the actors like have cue cards off.
It's like Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, because sometimes every now and then they'll be talking to someone and you see them go, and just look off ever so slightly.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not in the scene at all. But they don't have to remember much. Sometimes they go in and go.
Also, I think they've got 90 seconds to remember it. Right. Don't they do like 200 episodes a year? And they're like, here's your script for this.
Well, there's an episode every single day, except for the weekends. You know?
Why? Is the demand that high?
But it's also like, there's like 14 different characters. So they all have like a scene, an episode.
Yeah,
or
right.
Like, or maybe two or three scenes.
Wasn't there another one like that? There was Days of Our Lives. Young and the Restless.
You know what I did remember
Is Young and the Restless still on?
I don't know if she watches that one.
Okay.
What I did remember when I watched, because I was there with mum, like last time I was there and we're just there during the day, I'll just watch her shows with her and I'll just analyze it. And I do remember thinking it was a lot of like the main cast were just like response dialogue. And they brought in extras to do like
heavy lifting.
The heavy lifting, so that they could really focus.
Well, how does the story progress then? Because they're just in a coffee shop, and then the attendant is going to give them.
Well, it's more like they were in a hospital, and someone came in and said, "Your mother was in a coma, and then she did this, and then she fell over there, and then this happened." And they're like, "Oh my god!" As it fades into the next scene, someone bursts into the door and said, "You fucked my mother's sister.
Who are you?" Dunno.
I do.
I have to leave now.
I remember one scene where it's like they're here, but they've got another scene where two of them are at war. They're in a war somewhere.
Wow.
And it's the best that they can do. They're like in a trench, but all they're doing is like they're lent against like a pile of dirt.
Yeah.
And someone is clearly throwing like dirt at them.
You see just it fans out from,
And they go bang and they go.
Yeah.
Hold the helmets. I don't know what we're going to do. Damn.
But it's good because it's a war zone. It's like whenever they're at a football game or something, and it'll be like, poof, poof, poof. Yeah, man, this war is pretty bad, huh? Yeah, it really is pretty bad. It's not a great war. I'm not a fan of this war. I don't want to be in this war anymore. You can still hear everything fine, and then they'll pot up the explosions and stuff when you need to hear it. But yeah, let's see. More. It's really a war. We're really in a war here.
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Or a football game, especially with the Disney. Yeah, you know, there's Saturday morning Disney shows, the live action ones with like the Hannah Montanas and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
Where it'd be like a clearly like 480p NTSC shot of a real football game with the lines through it and everything's kind of hazy, and then they close in and it's just two guys in chairs with some extra in front of them going mouthing the peas and carrots, and then be like, oh man, I love football too. Hot dog.
Like, oh, wasn't it so interesting? Went down, wrong call, ref.
Yeah. You know? And then everyone stands up and cheers, but they're all looking at different parts of the field.
Yeah. What are we talking about today?
I don't fucking know.
This is a weird quiz, boys.
Disney, early morning, Saturday, live action, sports scenes.
Oh, well, you know what we should say?
What should we say?
Aiden has COVID. That's
he has been
not,
fired.
That's why he's not here today.
Pretty rough.
He will fight for Chris Moyes.
Chris Moyes? When does he get out?
Which is today.
I think he gets out on like Friday or Thursday or Friday.
Right. A couple of days.
But
Five days
for the recording that we're doing, not a week early, he's not here for Chris Moyes.
That sucks. I'm really nervous about this. Is like, this is crunch time in terms of getting COVID or not.
Yeah.
Whether you're going to make it to the big show.
Whole big time.
Whoo.
Yeah, no one, nobody here get quiz moist COVID.
COVID.
Okay. COVID.
We're we've been pretty socially mobile.
I will be shattered if it's the only holiday in the year that I care about. I don't care about Easter. I don't care about Australia Day. I don't care about any other ones that there
your
might
birthday.
Be. Melbourne Cup. I don't care about my birthday at all.
No.
Don't you?
Xmas is the one.
Yeah, that'll really fuck. You'll be so grumpy this year if you don't. It'll fuck up your whole year.
I think that's quite sweet. Considering how like not well adjusted we are, for you to like Christmas, is you've really defied the odds. I'm
seems
proud of you.
You started with we and then narrowed into you.
Well, perhaps yeah. maybe. I
think it's because you went with well adjusted. See, like I better bring in everybody else so it doesn't feel like an attack. Either you're not well adjusted.
Considering how much of a fucking pop-tarded fuckhead you are.
No, I would have said like
wild.
I would have said like gruff. Considering how gruff you are. To go into your house the other day and you're like, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby Jesus. And you're putting all like ornaments up on the tree and you're like,
got the lights up. You'll be pleased to know I've redone the lights in the bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all hung up proper now.
Ooh, beautiful.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby Jesus was born today.
That's
you. You're doing little scuttles and you're putting up your thing.
So Aiden likes to come out to his pool and pretend that he's a small immigrant boy that's never seen a large body of water before. I like to pretend that I'm a small Hispanic child who is seeing electric lights for the first time.
And is excited.
I hang them up whispers. About this.
Dios mío.
Mucho lido.
So, Merry Christmas.
We should start doing a Friendmas. That'd be sweet. Maybe just one year. See how it goes.
Yeah, we're going to do it after Quizmoist so that we don't ruin actual Quizmoist with our stupid friends.
Boxing Damus.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, if we go around to his place in the nighttime, that'll be a little friendly.
Damn, all the nice lights. This is the thing, isn't it?
Are you going to save the Peep Show episode for the night or are you going to watch it during the day?
We usually do it in the morning, I think, but I don't know. It's as long as it happens sometime. We've done it at the nighttime a couple of times.
Yeah, we watched it nighttime with you guys last time.
Mm, I don't know. We play it by ear. It's never set in stone when, as long as it happens.
Save it for the evening so we can be a part of it.
We'll bring some eggnog. If you're not an eggnogger, you'll be one.
On the nog.
Yeah. It would probably give you liquid shit, but... That's part of the
liquid
thing.
Shit.
Hmm.
I'll bring a few custards.
There you go.
Yeah.
Custard in each hand. It's not something you can really like sip. It's like
you'd know.
Never glug a lovely custard. Always sip.
Doing that in the cup and it's gone. It's not moving.
That's a good vintage.
I think that's 2022.
Is that Buller?
Goes off in May.
That's not a Buller. That's what is that?
They really let those eggs sit.
Never let your eggs sit. All right, how are we going to end this podcast? We've been at this episode. What? Such a weird podcast.
It is.
I haven't had any notes.
Why don't we just sing a Christmas carol together?
Let's all pick one.
Okay.
Do a different one. okay.
God rest ye merry gentlemen,
right down Santa Claus Lane.
Christmas is
Hey, it's GMAT here, and don't forget, if you enjoyed that episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show over at patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. The post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the main podcast where we wrap things up and talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about. $3 a month and cancel anytime. We are a community supported podcast, so your support over there funds the show and makes it easier for us to keep doing what we love. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/thegmatpodcast.